my family started going to church through the death of my uncle. He died when he was 28. He was the only person in the family that was going to church. And then my mum, myself and my grandma started going. And I think I was about 10 or 11 and I made a decision to follow God. And, you know, I was doing everything, you know.
That's quite young, isn't it?
It was. I was fully baptised, full immersion baptism by, I think I was 13. I was in the worship band. I was doing outreach on the streets at such a young age. But then I got to about 18, 19, and do you know when the world seems more attractive? Mm. And the world sort of pulled me away.
So what was it about the world that took you away from church? Where did you go from that point?
I went probably to places that I shouldn't have gone to, doing things that I shouldn't have been doing. But I sort of was... There was like a defining moment in my life when something happened and I just thought, whoa, where was God in all of this? You know, I thought God loved me, but how could he have loved me?
So what kind of things were you doing? Can you share them with us on a Sunday morning radio programme?
Yeah, some of them I can. You know, I was doing things, you know, drinking was a big thing. You know, I suppose it's unattractive for all young people, isn't it? And I don't know why. The occasional drugs as well. You know, I wasn't addicted to it, but, you know, like partying and, you know, it's just the social aspect of it. And just, you know, yeah, just crazy things.
So was it a moment then? What was it, like a light bulb moment when you realised, hang on a minute, enough's enough, I need to do something about this?
It was several years later and... I'd gone through the stage where God didn't even exist anymore. God wasn't real. And these crazy people, including my family, were like, they were insane. And I was at work and I just had this moment. I was so unhappy. And this thought just came into my head and was like, so when was the last time you were really happy? And without me even thinking, it was when I had God in my life. And it was, do you know when you have one of those moments where you jump back and go, what? How could that be?
Wow.
Because I don't believe in God. God is not real. And I think that was one of the moments in my life that I thought, whoa, you know, what is going on in my life? What am I doing? I'm just on a spiral that just keeps going down and down and down.
What did people think of you at that stage when you kind of went back to the church? Because I mean, you've got family, you've got a son.
Yeah, yeah. I've got three children.
Were they around at this stage, or was that pre children?
Yeah, no, the children, my children were there. So I'm like a single parent as well. It was quite weird because of my family background and everything that my children were aware of church. And everything, so it wasn't that much of a surprise to them. I think it was more of a surprise to everybody else. But from having this defining moment of when were you happy, I think it was another probably 2-year process before I actually committed my life back to God. Yeah, I was in denial that God really still existed. So I was fighting with my God is the one who can make me complete, but God is not real.
How does it feel looking back on that time in your life now? Because you're obviously very happy, you're obviously enjoying life, you're loving the church, all the things that you do. Does it make you think when you kind of go back to what you were like at that time?
I realise now that even though I thought God wasn't with me, I look back now at the things that I was doing and was like, yeah, God was so clearly there, because if God hadn't have been with me through that journey, then I can say that I wouldn't be alive today. I would be, you know, something would have happened. I could have overdosed. I could have took my own life. There's so many things that I could have done that could have ended my life. So it's just like, it's a wow moment. It's like, wow, God was there even in those days when I denied him, when I said he didn't exist. He was still there with me, just, you know, protecting me and just, yeah, being there.
And how's life now?
it's amazing. It's challenging. It has its highs. It has the times when you just think, oh, man. you know, but, you know, I'm doing something that is just amazing. You know, I love what I'm doing, and the impact that I could have in people's lives is just, it's just mind-blowing.
Donna, thank you very much for coming in and sharing your story with us on BBC Radio Sheffield. It's been great to meet you, and I sense you've got a lot more to say, but we're out of time. Donna, thank you very much.
You're welcome.